If the latest legal challenge against the UberX ride-sharing business succeeds, the taxi-style transport service will become illegal in at least one Australian state. An application for an injunction preventing the transport network from operating in New South Wales has been filed with the New South Wales Supreme Court. Taxi drivers argue the unlicensed service operates in a legal grey area and is crippling their business. Uber says it's not doing anything outside the law. David Taylor reports.
Taxi drivers are hoping this will put an end to the UberX ride-sharing service. Michael Jules is the president of the Australian Taxi Drivers Association.
Nobody has ever taken Uber to court.
In the past, drivers using the app have faced fines for working without accreditation. Indeed, one taxi driver, Russell Howarth, made it his business to intimidate and threaten Uber drivers. Uber sought an injunction to stop Mr. Howarth, but in the process became the target of legal action itself.
Because Uber has come to court to try and grab and knock off Russell, we've got them where we want them, in court.
The cross-claim accuses Uber of breaching Section 37 of the Passenger Transport Act.
The underlying issue is whether or not the UberX service is a lawful service.
David Taylor is a solicitor with Turner Freeman Lawyers. Uber offers two licensed services, Uber Black and Uber Taxis. UberX, on the other hand, employs unaccredited drivers to transport customers using, as far as the Act is concerned, unlicensed cars. As an unlicensed service, UberX does not pay the same fees coughed up by regular taxi services.
That seems to be their business model, and that's where much of the growth of their business seems to be coming from. It's the one, because it's operating outside that regulation, they can offer a far lower price point.
The financial attraction is obvious. Passengers pay around 30% cheaper fares than a taxi. A spokesperson for the company says the ride-sharing service isn't doing anything wrong. In a written statement, the company said,
all cases against Uber driver partners in New South Wales have been dropped. Uber is confident of the outcome of the case and looks forward to continuing its successful operations in New South Wales.
But Mr. Taylor says UberX has operated for more than a year despite overwhelming legal opinion that drivers are in breach of existing New South Wales legislation.
The issue really is one where the state government has chosen to regulate and then has said to some, well, you're going to be able to operate without the regulation.
Taxi Drivers Association's Michael Jules says his colleagues have sought assistance from the state government, but none was forthcoming.
Transport Minister Constance was at a meeting of taxi operators this morning, and all he said was, well, you just have to accommodate to reality.
He says, apart from anything else, unlicensed ride-sharing services are dangerous.
We have in our cabs a duress alarm, which we can press and it more or less works. But in a UberX, there's no protection for the driver or for the passenger.
AM contacted the Transport Minister's office but didn't receive a response. The New South Wales Supreme Court's ruling will be handed down in October.
David Taylor reporting.